Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man. The week of Epiphany Thursday, our scripture reading comes from the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 14. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once and for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls, and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer, sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Concentrate on the great treasure in the sacrament, the forgiveness of sins, and have nothing to do with the tomfoolery of the schools of theology and their preoccupation with all kinds of curious questions in efforts to explain how Christ's body is in the sacrament and how he hides himself under such a restricted form. You must prepare yourself so that the words of the sacrament really have their intended effect upon you. This takes place when you feel the bite of sin, and your conscience troubles you with temptation from your flesh, the world, and the devil. You may be subject to bouts of anger and impatience. Covetousness and the cares of life may assail you. Offenses continually cross your path, and at times you even fall in a rather gross manner, doing harm to the welfare of your soul. You also experience how you are nothing more than a poor, wretched human being whom death terrifies. You become despondent and all joy disappears. On such occasions, it is high time for you to come before God with an open confession of your needs, saying, Dear Lord, you have instituted the sacrament of your body and blood and left it to us as a testament in which we may find the forgiveness of sins. I know full well that I need this sacrament. I have fallen into sin, and I have my fears. There are even times when hopes are rather dim. I am not at all bold in the confession of your word, and there are also so many besetting weaknesses. So I now approach your throne of grace in the sacrament, looking for healing, consolation, and strengthening. Let us pray. You have given us many invitations to come to you in all our needs, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen us, especially when we turn to you in repentance and seek forgiveness in the sacrament of the body and blood of your Son, our Savior. Amen. Luther for the Busy Man is brought to you by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. You can pre-order the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. And go to flbc.edu for more resources from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.